This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the
edge. Roger Stone coming up in about 5-6 minutes with some big breaking news. We got some big, big political announcements here. Gubernatorial run stuff, you name it. We've got a lot of other things we're going to be breaking here today, obviously, on Infowars.com. David Knight, some of the news you've got there, built up there in the hopper. I want to get into some of that, but briefly, it's incredible how they said there's no election fraud, it doesn't exist. Hillary, like, saying, what's turkey? I cook turkeys at Christmas, when they ask about the Turkish ambassador in Benghazi. They really think we're that stupid. And I guess some people are that stupid, but now they're panicking, saying the Russians are hacking, the elections are in trouble. If Trump wins, the Russians stole it. We're sending in Homeland Security to hook computers up to the battleground state computers to make sure the truth happens. It seems like they've walked right into our trap, David. We've got him in the other studio. In fact, I'd be happy to have him in this studio because today we're going to be co-hosting together. We can always do that.
Alex.
Yeah. Tell us your view on that, David.
I was looking at the transcript of the speech that Donald Trump gave today in Philadelphia. Of course, he gave a speech on national security last night. He was in Virginia Beach. He also went to North Carolina yesterday because, of course, both of those states have a heavy military presence, large military bases in those areas are swing states. He gave an amazing speech in Philadelphia. And, of course, tonight, when we're going to cover it live on the nightly news, he's got a joint forum, and the topic is going to be the military and national security. He had a great line, Alex. He said when he got onto cybersecurity, he goes, Hillary Clinton has taught us all about the need for cybersecurity. some great lines in the speech. But he had some great policies as well. Now, he's talking about building up the size of the military. And when I look at that, that concerns me, but his focus was on peace through strength.
And jobs.
Exactly. And what
we're not going to have billion-dollar fighters that don't work.
Mm-hmm. And the concern that I have when we talk about building up the military is the adventurism, okay, the imperialism, the overthrowing of nations. And he really hammered Obama and Clinton for doing that. So that's a good sign. It's a good sign that Paul Wolfowitz has trashed him, of course, the architect of the Iraq War.
Sure, the neocons hate him. Yes. Look, they get the fact that we have to have peace through strength. We've built up the Chinese. Yeah. They've run our military out. Our military is meant to collapse at the moment world government begins. Trump gets the whole double cross. He's advised by Patriot generals that get it. He's about to double cross them, and yeah. So are we.
Yeah, absolutely. And he got about, it was 88 former generals and admirals who endorsed Trump yesterday. So he's coming in with about a 15-point lead amongst veterans, and Hillary had a very, very weak response to it yesterday.
And let's talk about this, though. Let's talk about this, because you know what they're going to do. His strong suit is the military loves him.
Yeah.
But they see it as weak because he doesn't know all the little BS factoids. I guarantee you we're going to have one of those things where Matt Lauer, who works for the Clintons, asks him some weird factoid that nobody knows the answer to and tries to keep saying, you don't know the answer. You don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And I'll say, no, I don't know the answer. It'll set up. But answer me, where are the 33,000 emails?
Yeah, he's going to ask him if we should invade Harambe or something like that, right? You know, the gorilla. Okay, thinking that.
Exactly. I guarantee you it's going to be some. Look, that's why they're walking him into a stage debate tonight.
Yeah.
This is going to be the attempted assassination politically of Trump. Don't you just see it happening?
Well, the other thing they're going to do, Alex, besides the gotcha on trivial details, they're going to also try to come after him for pushing back against Sharia Khan and against John McCain. And that's what
I would double down and say, yeah. It turns out these people are worse than I even said.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we look at this whole situation, every time I see it reported by the mainstream press, they say he attacked a Gold Star family. Well, you know what? This guy, you know, he is somebody who, if the military is out there fighting for our freedoms, fighting for the Constitution.
And this guy's pushing something that overrides it.
Yeah, that would be repulsed by a guy who is supporting a theocracy based on Sharia law. That's amazing. Why wouldn't Hillary be called on to denounce this guy instead of having multiple Sharia people on the
stage? Instead, she's got Mateen, the gay mass shooter's dad, creeping around behind her.
Exactly.
These people are just buckets of treason. But the good news is God is taking the very words and breath out of Hillary. I mean, she looks like the Walking Dead. And there's a lot going on in this universe. It isn't just in those books. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the Republic is rising yet again. Julian Assange told Fox News last night that he's got thousands of the deleted emails, as we knew he had, with Hillary knowingly signing off on the secret documents and basically trading in them for favors. This is more devastating than anything we've seen yet, and there's even more coming. The big question is, what type of scams are they going to run to try to divert from this? There is so much Trump news. We have Roger Stone, who is particularly spiffily dressed today, joining us, and he's got big breaking news coming up in about 5-6 minutes that deals with the state of New Jersey. But first, wow, I tell you, Hillary having 5-minute coughing fits, then when she calls it a conspiracy theory, she has a coughing fit, a fake press conference, coughing fits, they're rolling oranges at her now. to answer questions. This has entered Caligula-level bizarro-ness. Marie Antoinette on steroids. I mean, I just sense collapse and failure. And I love the smell of victory for Donald Trump in the morning. Brexit, too. What do you say, my friend?
It's an exciting time to be alive, Alex. I agree with virtually everything you just said. Trump is on the upswing here. CNN poll showing him leading by one. Geez, that wasn't supposed to happen. Hillary gets miffed when asked about it. Continuing stories about her health based on our observations. They attacked both you and I last week by name, claiming that it was a vast right-wing conspiracy. No, we can see. The woman's not well. It's obvious in her scheduling and her coughing fits and her falling down and her needing help up the steps.
And the EpiPen and the WikiLeaks where she wants Parkinson's medication.
You know, as we have said on this program, I think Julian Assange may have the keys to this race. Remember that in the Clinton Foundation scandals, the Clinton's defense has always been, you have no proof. Not, we didn't do it, but you have no proof. I mean, yes, we took millions from a Russian conglomerate, in essence, that wanted control of uranium production in this country, and we gave it to them, but you can't prove that those are related incidents. Well, perhaps Mr. Assange can prove that. Then you have Trump's incursion into the inner cities, is talking about what the policies of the Democratic Party have done for black Americans and for our cities. And I hear that there may be similar trips in Baltimore, in Los Angeles, and other urban areas that are dying under the policies of the Obama administration. You have the warm-up for the debates. And, Alex, I think the most important issue, which you put on the griddle, well, things get so bad that it only increases the chances that the Clintons will engage in both voter fraud and election.
That was my first question for you, but I wanted you to have the out-of-the-gates first issue. Whoa. I mean, they go from saying it doesn't exist 4.5 weeks ago, I'm insane, that's that crazy Texan, when they just stole the nomination from Sanders, to now, oh, my God, the Russians, it's total fraud, Trump's working for Putin, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, they're evil, we've got to bring in foreign observers, all hands on deck. I mean, they did, I guess, want us to be able to point out fraud if they tried to pull it, so now they want to be the guardians of the election when they do try to steal it. It seems like a major blunder for them. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Look, as I said on this very show, watch the watchers.
You said it a month before they did it.
This will be done, so... Look, I've never touched a nerve with the political establishment in almost 40 years of being active in American politics, like anything like the piece I wrote for The Hill, in which I cited the Stanford study that indicates that Hillary rigged the election against
Trump. They went completely ape over, talk about Streisand effect. I mean, that story was big, but it wasn't getting huge attention until they flipped out.
And then I cited the Princeton professor, Professor Appel, who shows that these machines can be easily hacked. I highlighted Dr. Bob Petrakis from Ohio State Community College, a political science professor, his excellent work showing the hacking of these machines, the CBS video. And good God, the running dog lackeys of the Clintons, the Soros-funded Media Matters for America, and their so-called Correct the Record, which ought to be called Distort the Record, went insane.
So their entire narrative is imploding. Hillary is emblematic.
We should block Roger Stone. C-SPAN shouldn't even talk. We should block discussion of the potential.
So what does this signify? What does this signify? They tried to shut down discussion of election fraud and voter fraud. Now it's front and center. Where do they go from here?
And they see Donald Trump gaining. And they see him making incursions into Democratic turf. Therefore, their panic gets greater. And their attacks on us become more shrill and more personal. Alex Jones isn't running for president. Roger Stone is not running for president. Hillary Clinton is going to have to try to divert from the avalanche of bad news she has coming. I predict to you, Alex, here and now, that the Haiti scandal will blow even further open.
For those that don't know, she stole almost all the money.
Well, working closely with the Bushes, I think they stole their half as well. And the entire backstory of our actions in Libya, which have resulted in the putting women in Libya back 200 years to medieval times under Sharia law, And Black Lives Matter, unless you live in Libya, in which case Hillary Clinton bombs you and has to go to the national credit card to borrow the money to do so. So we can get rid of Gaddafi, a guy who has renounced his nuclear ambitions, who's sharing his intelligence.
Sure, so what would you do tonight if you're Trump? He only has 30 minutes. They're going to be attacking him. They obviously want to make him look like the gotcha moment. What do you predict about tonight?
Look, Trump is he's very good on his feet. He is. Remember, he didn't come to politics from the world of politics and elective office. He came to politics as a celebrity on the world stage, who handles himself very well when the camera's on. I'm not worried about his ability to handle her. He knows the book on her inside and out. The more he reads, you can read it in Clinton Cash. You can read it in my book, The Clinton's War on Women. You can read it in Dr. Jerome Corsi's new book. It's all there. This is the news about the Clintons that was suppressed in the 80s. And now you've got the breaking scandals and the failures of the Obama administration. Trump goes into the...
Hillary looks so shook up. I know we have a big announcement we're about to make. Hillary looks so... We've got plenty of time here. We can go over. We need to. Let's get this break. Hillary looks so shook up right now. Totally freaked out. Assange has given us hints how the media is being run by her, how she's got thousands of emails she's claimed she didn't have that are marked secret. He said that's coming out in the next week. And then even more, we can think about what those tidbits are, but we already learned that she's advising the Chinese president for money and from other world leaders. I mean, this lady is a whore politically.
Yeah, no, look, she's not a liberal. She's not a progressive. She's a crony capitalist. It's all about the money. It's always been about the money. Everything was for sale. Look, Bill Clinton, without any question, and I wrote it for InfoWars, Bill Clinton traded military secrets, missile technology secrets, to the Chinese in return for Chinese funny money, Chinese campaign contributions that were laundered. That's treason. The statutes for treason have no statute of limitations. And the penalty for conviction for treason
death
is execution or incarceration. So it's all back on the table. They're the ones who decided to get
back. Well, I'm not just saying this, and I know you're an eternal pessimist or realist, but I sense defeat of the globalists, defeat of the Clintons. I mean, I think, and I know there's still 60 days to go or 59 days, but I sense panic in their ranks. And so let me ask you this, and then we'll go to our special guest you brought us. What on earth do you expect them to strike back with? I mean, this is a wounded lion or goblin creature. Roger Stone of thestonecoldtruth.com. What do we look for?
Yeah, this is kind of ironic, Alex, because the problem is that they're already rolling out their old playbook and it's not working. Look, we'll just decimate Trump as a racist, as a bigot, as a misogynist. He's trigger happy. He's crazy. It worked on Barry Goldwater, but that was a long time ago, and it's not working, and that's what's making the
Yeah, this
panic.
Is not 1963.
Number one. And number two, I mean, look, I really get tired of this. They continually attack me as a racist. I marched with Al Sharpton in favor of the reform of New York State's racist, draconian Rockefeller drug laws. I raised money for the campaign to reform that law. While the spokeswoman who calls me a racist for Hillary Clinton was not even in diapers. So calling Trump a racist is part and parcel, and it's not working. And the
well, it's like we go out to this gay pride parade, and they're screaming, Donald Trump hates us, he's horrible, and the guy was an advocate before anybody was. It's just these people are almost so dumb, they almost don't deserve Donald Trump.
No, look, I had Chris Barron, who's a very articulate gay community and Republican activist, in Washington on my radio show, The Stone Cold Truth, last week, and he outlined the case for gay people in the post-gay marriage era, where that decision is at least currently a decided matter, one that I support, by the way, because I'm a libertarian. And therefore, I think gay voters are starting to shift to their personal safety after the horrific Orlando killings, and who will protect them from Islamic terrorists. And then, secondarily, they're looking at economic prosperity.
Come on, Hillary coughing and hacking and stumbling around is emblematic of a collapsed society. Now, you're giving us a big announcement today. It's been hinted at for a while, but very exciting. I always enjoy seeing this individual, out there speaking out. I have to tell you, If Al Franken can be in the Senate, this guy does need to be governor. Tell us the next shoe to drop there in your famous activities, Roger Stone, in the great state of New Jersey.
Well, you know, I always thought that Ronald Reagan, and to a certain extent Donald Trump, being people who came from outside the confines of career politicians, brought a certain celebrity status to their candidacies, and therefore that celebrity status allowed them to be listened to, where they could make the case for their ideas. Yesterday on Fox with Neil Cavuto, my friend Joe Piscopo, the Saturday Night Live veteran, who's now a very hot radio talk show host, and who's gotten more and more outspoken about how he sees the political system being dysfunctional, he told Cavuto that he was going to seriously consider a race for governor of New Jersey next year, most likely as an independent. I had lunch with Joe today, and he really has not only a very good grasp on the issues, but he has no ties to the failed policies of the past. He has no investment in the Republicans or the Democrats. He lives in one of the most dysfunctional, high-tax states in the country. And he told me today at lunch he's going to make a serious consideration of the race. He's going to look at all the factors, but that everywhere he goes across New Jersey, Alex, people tell him that he should run for governor, that he should clean up the state. And it started with one or two. He now tells me everywhere he goes, he hears it. At first he was flattered, but kind of thought, well, I'm an...
I always like seeing him on TV when he talks on the news about issues. He seems like a really smart guy. And I might have got my wires crossed, but is he at your place right now?
I have dragged him with me, and he is very anxious to talk to you about what's on his mind.
All right, well, let's bring Joe Piscopo, who I always love on Saturday Night Live, and I love seeing him on Fox, you name it. I hope he does run for governor. Now, Joe, you've teased us before in 2004, so let's bring Joe in here, into the screenshot there. In fact, you guys can sit in your lap if you want. The time I had Christopher Walken on, he actually sat in his lap. Hi, there you are, buddy. You look sharp.
How are you? Yeah, man, you know what? Hanging out with Roger Stone, this is wild. It's like a museum around here. I got Nixon posters. I got Reagan posters. It's wild.
Wow. Talk about the state of this country. So I hope you're running for governor. I mean, is this the big announcement right now, or are you just going to tease us?
No, you know what? I got to look into it. I've been on Neil Cavuto's show. Neil's been pushing me on Fox, you know, to go in. And then, like Roger said, I just kind of went on the radio, and we started talking about it. And on Neil's show, people are saying, you got to do it. You got to come in, and you got to run, because everybody's so fed up with the system, the rigged system indeed. You know, and the Democrat, you know what? I'm a lifelong blue dog Democrat now. It's like, and I just left the party a couple of years ago, and I'm not a Republican. You know, I'm a diehard independent. You know, I believe in America first. I honestly believe in that. And I think people are hearing that, and they just want the system reset. And they feel a guy from the outside, like old Jersey Joe here, can do it.
I got to tell you, I've always been a libertarian and didn't like the Republicans either. But I got to tell you, the Democrats have taken America-hating, out-to-get-us, bizarre behavior, working with ISIS, you name it, to a whole new level. And I think Trump's taking over the Republican Party. I don't even see him as a Republican. I see him as a populist. So maybe running for an independent might be good for you, but getting with Stone over there, he's a smart guy in New Jersey, obviously. They say he's the best in New Jersey. Maybe run as a Republican. I mean, take over the party, my friend.
You know what? That's an interesting... Can I steal that idea, Roger, from Alex? Can we do that? Sure. He's going like this. Yeah, we can maybe do that. But you know what's upsetting as a Democrat? I got to tell you, I sit before you as the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. My heart goes out to at-risk kids, because they were, for the grace of God, go I. Go all of us, man. And I see in the eyes of these children myself when I was a kid. So now you look at Chicago. Alex, 500 people, 2016, killed in the streets of Chicago. That's the Democrats allowing that to happen. And it happens in New Jersey, you know? It's so unsettling when I walk the streets, man. And I walk the streets of the inner cities, and I see the upset. And then who do we turn to go to the inner cities? It's Donald Trump. I've been railing on that on my radio show for the last 3 years about that. About getting a Republican, you know, or somebody in that, you know, arena to go to the inner cities. And it's Donald Trump. So it is time to take it back.
That's right. Joe Piscopo's our guest. Your audio is pretty good, my friend. As a radio guy, if you can a little bit forward, it might be a bit better. What made you leave the Democratic Party, and what's got you to the point, job as a successful guy in your life, to want to get in this arena of politics? It's obviously not for fame and fortune, but because you're concerned.
Well, you know, I got a lot of kids. In New Jersey, I have a child at every exit. And I tell you, I love kids. I'm a dedicated father. The taxes are insane in New Jersey. I can't pay any more taxes, man. I think the IRS is a criminal organization. And then I saw how the Democrats are really deserting the inner cities and help and not helping out these kids like they should be. And I'm telling you, it's the Democratic Party. I'm an old JFK Democrat, Alex. I was for years. You know, my family came from another country. They learned the language and the laws of the United States of America. They learned how to become an American. They didn't come here and say, you got to learn our laws. You know, we're from another country, and if you don't learn our laws, then we're going to kill you. We came and we learned how to be Americans, you know, and that was the old Democratic mantra. It's not like that anymore, man. And the Republicans aren't like that either.
Well, by the way, I would vote for a JFK. Absolutely. It's like, how do the Democrats turn into this? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. It could be the enabling. It could be maybe, you know what, and I try to be nice because I don't want to be vicious. I don't want to be hateful. But maybe it was all with good intentions that the Democrats came in and they came in and they started saying, well, we need to help out. And they tried to reach out in so many ways with entitlement programs. And now it's just gotten completely out of control. And I don't understand the global nature of everything now. I mean, this whole TPP deal. President Obama's over on the Pacific Rim. What's he doing in the Pacific Rim? Come to Camden, New Jersey. Come to Paterson, New Jersey. Go to Elizabeth, New Jersey.
That's what I don't get is that he got like 95% of the African-American vote. And he's visited less black communities than any president before him. It's like he just almost just pimps them, doesn't even care.
You know what, Alex, don't get me started, because with respect to the Office of the Presidency of the United States, President Obama has it in the palm of his hand to change this whole inner city structure. And he could do it. He could go on a tent. Rather than going to Martha's Vineyard, rather than going to Laos, he should go to Chicago. He should go to Ferguson. He should go to Baltimore. They should do a tour. And he should take, he should take somebody with him, you know, in the celebrity arena to go around. And really, it will take. It's going to take. Like what Donald Trump is talking about in the inner cities, it's going to take 10, 20 years to turn it around. But don't we owe that to the citizens of the United States of America? We're going to bring in tens of thousands of refugees from terror nations. We don't know what they're going to do when they come in here. Why don't we help our fellow citizens?
I agree. And by the way, they called it a flip-flop. It's when I finally went from liking Trump to loving Trump. Because he goes, oh, the poor Christians being murdered, we've got to bring them all in. They went, sir, they're bringing in 0.3% Christians when they're 20% of the population. They're bringing them in unvetted. They're mainly Wahhabists that invaded. He goes, well, we got to stop bringing them in until we vet them. Then they spend that. That wasn't a flip-flop. As he got more info, he immediately changed what he was saying. That's what we're looking for.
I know. Alex, you're right on the money. I got to tell you, I've known Donald Trump for 20-something years. In good times, you know, and I'm an entertainer, man. You have good times.
Yeah, spend a minute or two on Trump. I mean, because you guys have been friends. I mean, how would you crystallize who Trump is?
He's a good guy. He's a regular, down-to-earth guy. He's a very humble guy. I remember seeing him. We go to charity events. He's always giving to charity. That's how I know him most of all, going to charity events. I remember going to Atlantic City where you take a downturn in your career, as every entertainer does. Lord knows I've had those downturns. Donald Trump was always there. You want a hotel room? Joe, come here. Joe, you want to come stay at the hotel where I come in? Always remembering, always a good guy, never forgetting his friends. This is a decent human being. And I'm telling you, when you see the bluster, you see the buttons pushed, you know, it's not really Donald. I just think he's a master marketer that he is a step above and ahead of everybody else. But I'm telling you, the Donald Trump I know, he's a decent guy, a regular.
Can you imagine how great it'd be to have him as president to negotiate and stuff compared to Hillary?
No, listen, man, I got to tell you, I'm not pumped up on this, too. My radio show, and if I may, if I could plug it, Alex.
Please.
We're on AM 970 The Answer in New York, you know, right on, and you can get it online, AM970TheAnswer.com. It is time for a reset. It is just time to go out of the box. I don't hate Hillary. I want to put all the hate aside.
But she does look like a corpse. And what do you mean? The coughing fits. You couldn't host your show with those coughing fits. How could she be the president of the United States?
I sent a note to her recently. I sent a note to one of her key guys to get in one of those cough drops. I have cough drops that could help that with that. I don't know how she doesn't know that. But that aside, she is the machine. That's all the machine. Talk about rig, man. Talk what they did to Bernie Sanders. You know, whether you like Bernie, whether he's a socialist, like him because he's a socialist or not, the guy was organic. It was organic politics on the left. And it's very, Donald Trump is very much the same way. It's organic politics. Don't give me the machine. We are so tired of the machine. And when people come to me, Alex, and they go, hey, man, you got to run. You got to run. Get in the office. It's taking it back.
Joe, I know you got to go. Speak of the devil and do your own show. Joe Piscopo is our guest. 3-minute break. Come back. Say bye. I'll say bye to Roger. We've got our next guest coming on. The show's almost over 25 minutes. But Joe Piscopo is our guest. We're going to pop back in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, if you are a radio listener, we've got something coming up very special in a few minutes after Joe Piscopo leaves us with Roger Stone. Leanne McAdoo, one of our star reporters, is going to roll me oranges. And then that's how I answer questions. Hillary won't have a press conference. She tried to have one and had to stop it because of hacking fits. But you're allowed to roll her oranges. And I came in and told the crew this a few days ago as I'd heard about it and again today. And they go, that's not true, until I pulled the articles up. Joe Piscopo, this is, I mean, I know we're not bashing Hillary here. Obviously, we never do that. But the new level of weird, as a comedian, who the hell makes up, like, you don't ask the emperor questions, you roll them. You roll them oranges.
I don't. You can't make it up, man. You know, I come into the radio studio every morning. You know, we do 6 to 9 East Coast every morning. And, Alex, you can't make it up, man. You know? It's like, even whether it's about what's happening with Hillary and how they take the narrative on the news, the mainstream media takes the narrative on the news, and everything's bad about Donald. They'll say something bad about Donald. Then they have to do an FCC equal time. But what they do is they'll go to, like, somebody, Tim Kaine, and they'll say, well, and Tim Kaine will say something bad about Donald Trump. It's like they think we're stupid. I think they think we're stupid. You can't make it up. It's an exciting time to be on radio, though, man. Because, again, you can't make it up, and it's just time to take it back.
JoePiscopo.com. I hope to get you back up in the future. Always love your comedy. Love the movies you're in. Love seeing you on Fox. Getting back to, because I want you to be able to finish when we hit the break,
yes,
about something outside the machine. A reset, something new. I would love to have a female president. I could care less if they had great ideas. I mean, it's just emblematic how sick she is, the corruption, the lies, the WikiLeaks. I think the establishment better watch their butt, pull back, and let Trump get in there and then try to blame their mess on him. If I was them, that's their only hope. I think they try to steal this from Trump. They got big problems.
Alex, they're scared. They're scared. The lobbyists and the lawyers and everybody down in Washington is so scared. They're running for the hills. Nothing more. And I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people who listen to my radio show. We just need that reset. It is our time. And if you don't take it back now, I got news for you. We ain't going to get it back. It's going to slip away. The tenor and the character of the United States of America is going to go away. It is our time. This is our time. And you can't stay home. I want to put a bumper sticker up, a hashtag. Don't stay home. When November 8th, you got to get out.
Well, I think you just said it then. You've got to run for governor now then. I think you just said it. You are running for governor, Joe Piscopo.
If you say so, man, I'll listen to Roger and see what he says. But listen, I appreciate, respect, and love so much the great state of New Jersey. And we are in a bit of disarray. The taxes are out of control. And there's a lot of folks that need help there.
Brother, they claim Texas, my beloved state, been here for nine generations, founders of the state. They say we're one of the best states in the country. You drive around, it looks like a war zone outside nicer cities. I mean, it's falling apart, too. If we're doing great, I can't imagine what New Jersey's like.
Yeah, no, you know what? There's hope there. I just don't like
it. I like New Jersey. I've been to New Jersey. Some nice beaches.
It's beautiful. That's right. The Jersey Shore, where I live out, the boondocks out there, you know, and all those Italians, you know, I'm an Italian American, but proud Italian American. But we got to bring the jobs back. You cannot let the jobs go away to the Pacific Rim. You got to bring the jobs back. That's so important. You could make just simple jobs in the inner city.
Our politicians made money off selling our jobs. Folks don't get it. They wrote bills where you can't compete in this country. Joe Piscopo, I hope you're running for governor. I mean, what I heard is basically you were a little in before, but what are you, 90% there? I mean, when will we know whether you're going to run for governor or not?
Yeah, a little while. I'm like, Roger's not giving me hand signals. I'll let you know. You know what? You'll be one of the first to know, Alex, you know. But I'm just listening to everybody right now. But it's still a year and a half away, so I got
to. Well, you
got
to start riding that wave. AM970theanswer.com for here is a radio show. Thank you so much, Joe. Look forward to talking to you again, my friend.
God bless you, Alex. Thanks, man.
It was a nice surprise. All right, we're going to get it was a big surprise to have Joe Piscopo on, but I'm going to be honest. The time that Christopher Walken, I had another guest on, Christopher Walken wanted to be on the show. Christopher Walken came in and sat down on the guest's lap. That was a little bit weirder. That was Belzer. We need to get him back on. The Twilight Zone continues. We have one of the most famous confidants of Richard Nixon now joining us, who, again, he admits was corrupt, but my God, compared to Hillary, he seems like an angel. What would Richard Nixon think of this debacle of debacles we're witnessing?
Let me tell you something, Alex. When it comes to corruption, Richard Nixon, Hillary Clinton makes Richard Nixon look like St. Thomas Aquinas. what was one of the counts of impeachment against Nixon? He abused the IRS and used it against his political enemies. Yet three of the women sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton get IRS audits, and no liberal says a word. By the way, I suspect there's more, and we'll probably learn about that before Election Day. But Alex, I want to salute you because you've had the courage to take on the whole question of both voter fraud, that is people ineligible to vote, phony voters, dead voters, voting multiple times, and the separate but related issue of machine rigging. Now, you have all these technical experts and all these political science professors and all these experts telling us that rigging these machines is a simple, quick, easy matter. We know that a $15 device you can buy at Radio Shack or Best Buy allows you to vote multiple times. So a group of activists, in my case, who support Donald Trump, and also friends of mine who are in the Jill Stein and Gary Johnson camps, and I do have friends in both the Green and Libertarian Party, who just want an honest election. We have been looking at how to stop the steal. And as you know, there's a couple ways. We've talked about scientifically conducted exit polls that would allow us to compare the results on a precinct by precinct basis with the actual results to see if we can find a pattern of fraud. I'm also intrigued by the whole notion that the setup for the steel are the rigged polls. So the polls, they inflate the Democratic sample to increase Hillary's lead, or in some cases to create a lead. And then they rig the machines, augmented by voter fraud, to approximate the results of the poll.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but now that we're calling it, what do they do? And I want to ask you, you're very accurate from what I've seen with internal polls. Trump seems to be surging ahead of her right now. A lot of the models show him winning in a landslide, or is that a pipe dream?
Well, I think it's a little premature, but he's having a very good week. His speeches have been excellent. He's demonstrating discipline on the stump.
Total genius going to Mexico. Total genius going to Louisiana, acting presidential. Why didn't Hillary do that? It seems like she's totally blind.
Well, she must be too ill to travel that far. Look, here's the point. I have been talking to Dr. Richard Davis, who has an excellent program called OMO, which would create a million voter national sample, a sample that is too large to be wrong. And I'm going to be working with Dr. Davis, who's a very impressive fellow, to help implement a program so that we can debunk the phony polls.
I think you're right. Next is debunk the polls. But let's just take the big aggregator sites, the social networks. They go off massive samples. They say Trump's landslide. That's what every aggregate shows. That's what all the – it shows that the activity for Trump is 3-4 times just in activity, positively, what it is for Hillary. I mean, that's the real bellwether here.
Well, I think to a certain extent that that people don't recognize that in many ways the polls are a precursor to movement. The movement now is with Trump. Hillary's static. Trump is on the move. And the direction of the poll is more important than the current total because, frankly, the moment a poll is taken, it is technically outdated.
No, I get it. But clearly the fortunes have turned massively for Trump. Look for dirty tricks. Look for assassination attempts on Hillary. My God, the sky's the limit. We got one final question with David Knight, who's co-hosting with me, Mr. Stone. And we're going to let you go. I know you're busy. I need to see Mr. Piscopo out. Thanks for bringing on the show today. It's a surprise.
And I have one key point that I need to make at the very end here.
Sure. Well, go ahead and make that point and bring David Knight in.
Sure. Look, last week the mainstream media attacked me, saying that the entire question of Hillary's health was a right-wing conspiracy.
And I have a dark heart.
Here's my response, and it's very, very good news for the people at Ricola and Luden's and Smith Brothers. Folks, mail your cough drops to Hillary Clinton at Hillary Clinton for President, 1 Pierpont Plaza, Brooklyn, New York, 11120. Send her your cough drops, because from what I can see, she needs them.
I agree. Ricola! Again, let's give out her address. I agree. We should mail the press. We should mail the White House. We should mail everyone cough drops. That's a great idea. Roger Stone, give out that address one more time.
You can mail them to Hillary Clinton at 1 Pierpont Plaza, Brooklyn, New York, 11120. I'm sure the Clinton campaign will announce how many cough drops they receive from the kind, benevolent citizens of the United States.
Probably needs them. Let me ask one more question.
Sure.
I mean, you were on this 3 weeks ago, the conspiracy theory, the ridiculousness of the Russians, and I was like, okay, Roger, yeah, yeah. But now they've gone, you're right, totally crazy. We're all Russian agents. Trump's a Russian agent. No, the whole world hates Hillary. Everyone's sick of her. She really seems to have screwed up that they're going to take control of the elections because of the Russians. I mean, this is laughable.
Well, and now they have a new backstory. Yes, they're concerned about election rigging, too. But they're concerned that the Russians are going to rig our elections. They call us conspiracy theorists? That's accusing Donald Trump of treason. Donald Trump is a man who loves...
Meanwhile, you said it was coming out. Even the New York Times had to admit that it's actually the Ukrainian crazy right-wingers run by Soros that are actually involved in our election illegally.
Yeah, this is a terrific piece in the Financial Times that outlined how Viktor Pinchuk, with his agent in the United States, Doug Schoen, longtime Clinton intimate, are interfering in our elections. To the extent that there is any foreign interference in our elections, Alex, it's coming from Hillary's friends in Ukraine.
Incredible. Then, David Knight, you were chomping at the bit. Could you come in here?
You know, Alex, we've got this article that's up on the Drudge Report about Carville talking about how, like, you can't rig the elections. Maybe you'll get 100 votes here and 100 votes there. And, of course, Roger Stone, people don't know. They can tell people about what happened in Chicago with the JFK-Nixon election or in Florida with the Bush-Gore election. If that were true, if you could only rig 100 of them here and there, that would be enough to rig the election in a close election. But it's extensible, Alex. If you admit that the electronic voting machines can be rigged, and one voting machine can be rigged, 10,000 voting machines, 100,000 voting machines can be rigged. And we need to understand that the largest electronic voting machine company, Smartmatic, came from Venezuela. It was created by cronies of Hugo Chavez, and it has connections to the Soros Open Society Foundation.
Ridiculous.
It's what we're seeing here, Alex. They want to talk about the Russians rigging the election. Let's talk about the Venezuelans rigging the election. What we saw in Brazil was a situation where the woman who's just been impeached for corruption, those corruption charges were already known when she ran for re-election 2 years ago. She was behind 10 points in the poll. She was being booed in a soccer stadium of 60,000 people, and yet she won. Okay, this was just before the election.
We have massive fraud. That's a great point. Yeah. Final comment. We're bringing Leanne McAdoo in here. Leanne McAdoo is about to do something with us, but Roger Stone, final comments. We're going to let you go on that.
I think David hit a very key point. See, James Carville is trying to confuse people between voter fraud and election theft. These are two completely different issues. Carville, there's some validity to what he says. It's not hundreds, but it's thousands. Voter fraud does not exist, as the left says. It exists. It is somewhat more limited. But election theft through the machines makes it
an it's bipartisan, and they keep trying to confuse the situation. Roger, we'll talk to you again soon. Come on anytime you want, my friend. StoneColdTruth.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Help us in the struggle. Go to StopTheSteal.org. We're not going to sit down and just let
That's right. Stay. We're organizing to fight it. That's why they're so scared. And you can also get the Bill Clinton rape shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Now, continuing on, we're going to skip this network break because this is so important. Leanne McAdoo, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a radio listener, you should definitely be tuning in at InfoWars.com/show to see the oranges. No, you have oranges right here. Let's go to Leanne McAdoo. Leanne McAdoo. Now, this is a serious news story. If you're a new listener, a new viewer, the media thinks you're so dumb, they'll probably play this on TV, like on Jimmy Kimmel, and say that we made this up. But no, it's in the news that you don't get to ask Hillary questions. She hasn't had a press conference in 270-plus days. She tried to have a fake one, five or six reporters on the plane. Couldn't talk because of the coughing fit, because she's totally well. But you roll her oranges down the jet, and then if she wants, the newest question was, would you rather talk to Putin or Trump? And she said Putin. And then she said she didn't really even circle that. But this is the thing, I guess it's on the campaign trail the last year with Hillary, something they do. So,
well, it's a traditional thing. Apparently it started with Reagan. I have literally never heard of this orange rolling question thing until now. And it's like, the press must feel like total idiots because I cannot even explain to you how difficult it is to write in Sharpie on an orange. So not only does she not hold press conferences with them, but then she makes them write in Sharpie on an orange and then go.
Talk about royalty, though. Just imagine if I said, I don't talk to you.
Right.
They say, don't look at Hillary in the eyes. I roll oranges.
And then if she decides to. So here, I've got a good.
By the way, where are you?
This is a pressing question.
Can you hand me the carrots under the table, please? Because in a minute, everybody's going to find out why I have a chicken.
And why do you have
all... Some Jimmy Dean. Where is that?
Why do you have all these bizarre props? That's what I want to know.
I mean, because they've gotten this weird. I'm only reporting on the news here. You didn't get Jimmy Dean? Okay, well, okay.
We are missing the Jimmy Dean crisis.
Oh, yeah, we have it. Okay. All right, sorry, Leanne, go ahead.
Okay, well, we have some very important questions here.
You're not allowed to talk to me. I'm so royal. I'm like Hillary, so this is normal.
Well, this is our one opportunity. We're having this press conference. It's our one shot, and so the American people really want to know.
Okay, from now on, talk to you only about oranges. Do you like oranges, yes or no? Okay. I guess you get a Sharpie here. Here we go. I have a Sharpie. Okay, and the answer is yes. So that's how we hold press conferences now. Of course, if you stay.
So you have to roll it back so I can.
I'm sorry.
It's not
okay,
opinion.
Here you go. Then I can deny I did it if I want to answer the question differently. Thank you, Jimmy Dean. All right, thank you. All right, what brand of hammer Oh, earlier, we had the video. Can we play that when I, like Hillary has her employees hammering phones when they come under subpoena?
Yeah, and CNN, in the midst of a panel explaining how she used a hammer at the State Department to destroy, they said, wait a minute, stop. We need to fact check that on the fly. I want to eat that orange after.
Look at this. I'm sorry. I'm tagging. Anyways, all right, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop now.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
People know it's Eastwig. Sure strike. When you've got to destroy documents or phones, quickly use a sure strike. Okay, Leanne, here we go. This is a press conference. This is an InfoWars press conference. Is the election rigged? Yeah, they're going to try to. They wanted to deny it. We forced it out there. Trump forced it out there. You, the viewers, forced it out there. Now they're in a conniption fit with the UN and EU coming in to run our elections. Leanne McAdoo, can you make up information of this magnitude? Let's see if I can hit that camera over there. Hi-ya! Oh, there we go. All right. Leanne.
Let's see. We already answered.
TV viewers are getting much better here.
Oof.
What is this? All right. Again, you're only talking about orange. Was 9/11 an inside job? Yes. Carried out by criminals in our own government working with Saudi Arabia. Leanne, let's get your take on that.
I agree. I won't even walk it back on that. There was just too much weird stuff, and it's...
And we've been proven right on that again.
Almost the 15-year anniversary of 9/11. I say it's time we get to the bottom of it. 28 pages proved that there were high-level Saudi officials, but guess who's still taking money from the Saudi government and...
Why don't you throw the orange right at me instead of rolling oranges?
Oh, my God.
We're going to start a new thing where we throw oranges.
Okay.
Hi-ya!
Oh, my God.
All right. What was that question?
That you already answered that. Do you like oranges? Yeah.
Okay. Hi-ya! Sorry. Thor's,
oh, my God.
Thor's hammer. Well, hey, she's rolling oranges to get questions. It's totally normal. And, Leanne, that's my next question. I saw where major colleges are not going to let men compete in women's sports. And they've got, like, this track winner that keeps winning. It's really a man. They admit it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's totally normal. If you can self-identify however you want.
Yeah. Muscle mass, bone density doesn't mean a thing.
Exactly. Did you know that Jimmy Dean pork sausage is now identifying as beef?
I did not know that.
And the FDA should let me, or EPA should let me say that, because it's racist if you don't. And Jimmy Dean sausage can also use cow's restrooms now, even though it's a pig.
Well, I thought, for the most part, that kind of meat... You know, it poses itself as meat.
By the way, I'm not doing this as product placement of Jimmy Dean. I'm just telling you.
Their sales just went up.
Leanne.
Oh, my God. I'm getting out of here.
No, come back. Come back. It identifies as beef. Is that okay?
Is it identifying as meat?
What if it identifies as a paperweight?
Well, then I agree. It's a paperweight.
Wait. If it identified as a microphone, would it still work? Like, here, give me the Jiminy sausage, please. Now, if I wanted to broadcast on this, would it actually work if I magically said it did? What if I said it was a spaceship? A rocket? You see that?
It's a projectile.
All right, now let's get more serious. This is a chicken, according to racist homophobes.
More serious.
But it could identify as a pterodactyl.
I love pterodactyls.
Let me show you. It can fly. Soaring through the sky. There's no need to fear.
Oh,
pterodactyl chicken is here.
I feel so sorry for whoever's leaving the studio.
Don't worry. It was an action. Now let's continue here. We've got Hillary.
I feel like I'm watching a Gallagher comedy show or something.
These are not carrots.
Are you going to sledgehammer watermelons?
Leanne, these are not carrots. These... I don't know, what is their identity? They self-identify as?
Soulless gingers.
So that's a little, that's, actually this could be, you could identify as a soulless ginger. Alien. Or as a Pinocchio, huh? Batman.
Wasn't David Knight supposed
to? Adapted the dog. I was born in the dark, Batman. Here you go.
I love how people ask, is Alex like this in real life when he gets off the air? This is Alex in real life, off the air.
Don't tell him all the secrets.
finger wagging at you.
Listen, when they attack me, I'm going to say, listen, they're the ones saying men can go in women's bathrooms and 300-pound guys should be on girls' little league teams. I mean, if a 300-pound 40-year-old guy wants to be on little girls' teams now, he can't.
No,
and he can, like, tackle 5-year-old girls.
And don't be racist about it, Alex. It is what it is.
Actually,
and why?
These are ICBMs that Hillary sold the technology to Russia with. Watch this. Russia attack. You see that?
I'm not
attack missile. Ha! Hold on.
I'm not breaking the equipment.
Well, that's my equipment. Yeah, there you go. Look at that shot. You ever seen such precision? Watch this again, Leanne. Join me.
Can we get a camera pan?
Your armory. Oh, we will use it. Thank you, Batman. Yeah. There you go. See that?
Oh, so, my gosh.
Leanne, have you now entered the true insane asylum?
Yeah, card-carrying member now of the...
Anyways, Leanne.
I love getting...
Attack it with guns. Pick up that missile.
I'll be the one to break something.
There you go. Don't call it a carrot, even though it looks like one. Like, this isn't even a hammer.
Please don't throw that.
At the camera? Batman. All right, seriously.
Bye.
No, you're acting cool.
Bye.
Leanne. Follow the teleprompters.
Smash, so.
Be curious. What's coming up tonight in serious coverage of the event?
Yes.
Where Hillary can't actually
the
go
commander
in
chief forum, where it's like, do we even really need to ask who's going to be the better commander in chief? Look at Libya. We came, we saw he died. We have a woman.
Well, look at her. Look at her
money
stalling.
From Saudi
look
Arabia.
At her stalling. She can't do a real debate now. It's like, okay, ma'am, we'll leave you 30 minutes, and you can like place bets.
Look at ICE.
Will she have coughing fits tonight?
Ooh, I mean, how bad would that look for her? She's probably getting like Botox in her throat so that it relaxes.
I want to ask her. I want to have a poll. We can do polls on Infowars.com right now. I'm going to add it by the end of the show, along with the viral video about the proofs that there's election fraud coming. Everybody needs to get. I want to have a vote right now. Infowars.com. We have the next 10 minutes. Will Hillary have a coughing fit? A. B. Will it be 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, or none?
Yeah. Oh, and will she spit more demons? Lozenges into her water.
Well, that's exactly. We're rolling oranges here.
What was it that she spit into her glass?
I say Martian babies.
Martian
those self-identify as Martian babies. The question is, will she spit out more little green Martian babies?
Little, I think those were like the demon seeds. Like, just
you know, there's a viral video where I talk about where roaches come from.
No.
It's Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
All right, Leanne, we're going out to break here in a moment. You'll be hosting tonight.
David Knight, I believe Joe Biggs will be in here as well, just to kind of get his take on as a veteran.
Do you want me to show up?
I think that the public demands it.
Well, how can I top what we just did?
You can just call in and hack for us.
Trump just wants to catch a chicken over there.
Yeah, please, you can't. Don't throw it.
We need to have her vomiting the green lozenges. We haven't even played that video today. See,
you
I have all this material.
Vomiting lozenges? Oh, my gosh. It's up on Infowars.com right now. It's like, gross. Don't eat lunch while you're watching the video.
All right, Leanne, you're doing a great job. We'll talk to you at 7 o'clock Central tonight. Infowars.com/show with the free feeds. There goes Wonder Woman. All right, David Knight, that was a little bit of fun. We're running a special 30 to 40% off on Storable Foods, 20% off on Survival Shield Nation on X2. That supports the broadcast. People will attack me for having some fun, but after 4 hours, you got to have some fun when they've gotten so absurd. Now, we don't censor this, and we don't prescript this. Do you agree with me, or was this a little bit out of control, me throwing cows around? I mean, it self-identifies as a cow. It's no longer a chicken. David Knight.
Alex, I think that people ought to be able to write their questions on those lozenges that you gave out that email address 4 hours ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, they can write their questions on a cough lozenge and send it to Hillary, because you know what? She's not going to read it anyway. You're not going to be able to get much of a question on her. She's not going to read it.
It'll be changed like a pickle jar?
Yeah, there you go. I thought it was, I'm kind of disappointed because I thought when I heard this, I thought it was going to be the commander and thief forum tonight. You know, if Trump is the commander and Hillary is the thief, but I just heard Leanne say it's the commander in chief forum. So we're going to take a look at that live tonight. Nightly news, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And then we'll have live coverage after that, too. We'll have a lot of tape.
That's right.
What we're doing.
Yeah, we're going to take people's questions. Yeah.
Take your questions and more. Great job, everybody, here. We had a little bit of fun at the end of the transmission. Please support the broadcast. Pray for us. And please get prepared, whether it's non-GMO, heirloom pollinated seeds, or high-quality storable foods, or X2 survival iodine. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. That makes it all possible. You are the oxygen of this operation. You can see the big effect we're having. All right. Great job with the crew. We'll see you back in just a few hours, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars.com. Please spread that link to everyone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.